You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are going to start our philanthropy day with Kind Snacks. Kind Snacks is helping Lauren Book make the world a better place, and we're going to speak with Melissa Ader. She joined the marketing team for Kind Snacks earlier this year, and she's passionate about promoting the company's social mission of spreading and inspiring acts of kindness throughout South and Central Florida. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. First of all, thank you for all the delicious snacks we have. When I brought the box into the office today, all the guys grabbed one, so they love the food. Let's talk about what you do, though.
Well, it's good to hear that you're sharing the snacks. So. You're living the mission.
I am.
I'm local to Miami, and I have a marketing team here set up in Florida, really meant to bring Kind social mission to life in Miami and also in Central Florida. We have a team on the ground in Tampa and in Orlando to really work with amazing organizations like Lauren's Kids and others who are also trying to further our mission of spreading and inspiring kindness.
Now, we all know about Lauren spreading kindness and the kindness that she does. Why don't we talk about the Kind movement for a second? It stands for kindness. What's your social mission?
Sure. So, you know, in terms of Kind, a lot of people, really many people know us for our line of healthy and delicious snacks, made from ingredients you can see and pronounce. But we really were founded on an important social mission that we call the Kind movement. So together with our community, we're really inspired to creating kind acts through acts both big and small, and really finding people to celebrate in the community like Lauren, her doing the same thing. So one of the main things that we've done in terms of furthering the social mission is called the Kind Causes Program. And that's actually how we met Lauren. Each month we give out a $10,000 grant to someone making the world a little bit kinder. And so that's something we're really excited about that we started last year.
Now, does somebody have to be a 501c3 to submit?
Not at all. Anyone with a great idea and a passionate concept as to how they can make their community a better place, we're all ears.
Do you focus on just one type of social issue or one thing that things that people address, or do you kind of look across the spectrum?
It's definitely across the spectrum because we've been blown away as a company to receive applicants that, you know, span the whole spectrum from feeding the homeless to working with at-risk youth to someone like Lauren who's fighting childhood sexual abuse. The end really is not in sight for us. We love hearing different creative concepts that are really touching to that person and to their community.
Now, how did you meet Lauren, and what did you do with Lauren? What is your $10,000 going to be used for with Lauren?
Sure. So we met Lauren through her application for Kind Causes, and we were fortunate enough to actually have her come to our annual company meeting in New York City in October, where our company is headquartered, and she was able to speak to almost 300 Kind team members. We are all so blown away by her story and her mission and just her passion and drive for making this world a better place. So when she was awarded her $10,000 grant, she actually made a commitment to use those funds in forwarding her annual walk efforts for this year. So we're really excited to see that come to life through Kind support, and that the funds will be used from, you know, gas for her buses to food and supplies for walkers. And we're actually excited as a team to be joining Lauren on the portions of her walk that are within Florida. So we'll be out there in full force, ready to support her in Miami and in Orlando and in Tampa. And that's something we're looking forward to this upcoming spring.
Oh, awesome. Just so everybody knows, my Twitter page is highlighted and headlined with a photo of myself and my wife joining Lauren on her walk in front of the American Airlines Arena. It's one of our events that we look forward to each year. Now, what are some of the other groups that you've awarded gifts to and grants to, Melissa?
Sure. So we've really worked with so many different organizations across the country. There have been organizations locally like Lauren who have worked with children. We've had other people who have taken the grant money and taken a tour across a road trip, actually across the country in a van, doing small acts of kindness for people, whether that's renting an ice cream truck and giving out ice cream to kids on the street or giving flowers to others who are in need and just brightening their day. Really, it's been such an overwhelming response to the program. And we've realized there's so many great ideas and passionate people who are just in need of that first boost. So as a company, Kind is really excited to help them on that first step.
This is awesome. Who came up with this idea?
Well, as a company, really, it was a total group effort. Kind is always looking for a way to sort of innovate in that respect and obviously produce you know, snacks that people enjoy and that keep them going, but also to take it one step further and use our reach and our influence to do the right thing and to help others who have a passion and a cause to see that come to life.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one I like better, pomegranate, blueberry, and pistachio, or apple, cinnamon, and pecan. I think I'm going to have to just decide by eating them all.
Well, variety is the spice of life, so, oh, you know, we recommend a different flavor every day. Why not?
Oh, high five. Now, you have do you have another award coming up in South Florida this month?
Well, every month we award the grant, and it's really across the entire gamut. So we're lucky enough to have Lauren local, and we're excited to build that relationship with her. But every month, people are encouraged to go to our website at kindsnacks.com/causes. And on that page, you can either very easily apply for your own causes grant, or you can vote for someone else's cause. And the really cool thing that we do is when you go ahead and log your vote in support of a cause, you're actually encouraged to make a commitment on your own to commit a small kind act. So whether that's opening the door for someone or smiling at a stranger to brighten their day, every time someone logs on to vote for someone's kind act, they're encouraged to do the same as well. So we're really all about paying it forward and keeping that momentum going.
Wow, what a positive energy start to our show. Melissa, how did you what did you do before you worked for Kind? I mean, my goodness, you sound just like absolutely the most positive, high-five, and energy person I've met.
Well, I've been really fortunate to work in marketing for some really great mission-driven companies. So coming to Kind was a really natural fit, and it's so wonderful to be local to Miami. I was born and raised here, so having that positive local connection to our community and being able to know a lot of these great deserving groups that we can work with, not only to provide healthy snacks, but also to help them in a deeper level, it's really exciting for me.
Yeah, I know. We've gone with Lauren, and we've gone out to some of the schools with her and watched her really change people's lives. And I've got to believe that not only does your healthy food change people's lives, but your positive energy, pay it forward approach does as well. What can we look forward to in next year from Kind?
Well, that's 100% true, and that's actually something that we really believe in, that, you know, you have to do the kind thing for your body, for your taste buds, and your world. So Lauren kind of embodies that, and we love to work with people who do that same kind of holistic approach to help. And so coming up in 2015, we have a lot of great initiatives. We actually are going to be furthering a campaign that we started recently around Art Basel. It was obviously a banner event for Miami, and we decided to focus a lot of efforts as a company on highlighting the talent and the passion that kids have for the arts, and how the arts can kind of elevate kids and provide positivity and kindness in their life. So we want to take that mission further, and actually next year for Art Basel, bring them out to the streets and have them share their talents with the world. So that's one great thing that we like to build around. And then really just generally teaching kids about the importance of kindness and having them find an applicable place for it in their lives as well.
Wow. First thing is to tell them not to play video games and TV, where it drives a bunch of that negative energy towards them. We've only got about a minute left, Melissa, so why don't you tell everybody where they can go to find more information again, and how they can submit for their acts of kindness and for grants?
Sure. It's very easy. You just visit kindsnacks.com/causes online, and you can go ahead and submit your idea, including just a brief description of how you would use the grant and the impact that you hope to make through the grant. And then the voting process begins, and each month we'll have that voting process where people are asked to commit to their own personal act of kindness. And, you know, we look forward to welcoming more people to our family in terms of dispersing these grants and seeing their amazing work come to life and seeing their dreams kind of come through in that respect.
Well, I'd like to invite you and your team to come into the studio one time and bring all this energy into our studio so we can send it right out to our listeners. I think everybody needs a dose of positive energy that Kind Snacks can bring to them.
Oh, we'd love to. Thank you so much for having us.